There were lots of interesting initiatives on ballots nationwide, initiatives dealing with such social issues as abortion rights and gay marriage. And with us now to talk about the outcome of those initiatives is Jenny Bowser. She's a policy analyst for the National Conference of State Legislatures, and she joins us from her offices in Denver, Colorado, where she's been up all night. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Let's start first with Missouri, the initiative there on stem cell research that got lots of attention. And what happened there?
Well, it's very, very close, but it looks very likely that it's going to pass by a super slim margin.
And how super slim is that margin?
Well, it's right now at 50.7% yes votes. So that's about as slim as it gets.
Right, exactly. Okay, and then nearby South Dakota, the proposed abortion ban measure there, that was defeated?
That was defeated. It got about 44% of the vote in favor of the ban. And incidentally, the other two abortion restriction measures on the ballot this year in California and Oregon both also failed. I would say, though, that it's pretty surprising that a state as conservative as South Dakota would vote that way.
And there's also gay marriage, another favorite among social conservatives. That won in 7 out of 8 states.
It did, but it's very significant that voters in Arizona rejected it. That's never happened before. And the domestic partnerships measure here in Colorado lost also.
There have been a couple scandals rocking the social conservative movement. The one there in your home state, Colorado, with Reverend Ted Haggard. And another, obviously, with Mark Foley, both sex scandals. And I'm wondering if that had anything to do with the vote on same-sex marriage.
I don't think that they did at a national level. I think that there have been some national polls showing a shift in attitudes on that issue long before the Foley and Haggard scandals hit us. I think that the Haggard scandal may have had a local effect here in Colorado. It may have inspired some sympathy for Reverend Haggard among evangelicals here in Colorado, may have motivated them to go out and vote in favor of the marriage ban and against the domestic partnership measure here in Colorado. It did look like, until fairly recently, the domestic partnership measure was going to pass. So it was somewhat of a surprise to see it fail today.
What's the big picture here? Are you sensing a message that voters are sending government, hey, stay out of my private affairs?
You know, I'm not really. I saw a lot of initiatives on the ballot this year that sought to limit government in one way or another. And this regulatory takings property rights issue was just one of them. Others would be limiting the judicial branch of government, term limits. A variety of measures. Oh, the Tabor measures, the tax and spending limitations and major tax cuts. And almost all of those failed. All of these limiting government measures failed. And that's unusual in the initiative process historically because those measures tend to fare pretty well. It's also sort of surprising in view of the candidate election results where you clearly saw a frustration with government and an anti-incumbent mood being expressed.
Jenny Bowser is a policy analyst for the National Conference of State Legislatures. And Jenny, thank you. Go get some sleep.
Thanks.